More is you and Magic's Indulgence podcast. A little indulgence wherever you are with More Than, the insurer that does more.
A very good evening. It is Indulgence, the show where we invite a celebrity to indulge in some of their favourite magic music. And Gabriella Chilmi is with us this evening.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. It's lovely to see you in town. And we're
going
to talk fully in a moment. We've got some brilliant songs that you've chosen. You're going to start with someone from very close to your homeland.
Yeah, so I thought I might choose Crowded House to begin with. I just recently played a festival with them last year, so that was crazy and it was really cool. And, of course, I chose Don't Dream It's Over. So, yeah.
Crowded House, Don't Dream It's Over. It's Indulgence on a Sunday evening from Magic 105.4. I'm Gary Vincent, and our guest this week is Gabriella Chilmi. Now, you started off, if I'm right in thinking, in a rock covers band. Is that right?
Yeah, we're not really a covers band, but like after school I used to meet up with my mates and we'd just play in the drummer's garage. Yeah, we'd do like Led Zeppelin covers.
Really?
And Jet covers and Kings of Leon and like, yeah, we just used to play whatever we want. Like we used to play like Bob Marley tunes and try and do them our own way and kind of punk them up a little bit.
What happened to all the others in the band?
I just kind of started doing my own thing and we just used to do it for fun. It was like we used to invite our mates over and, you know, let them watch us play in the garage. It was nothing like too serious ever.
Right. And what age would you have been then?
12.
12?
But the boys were a little bit older. They were like 14, 15. You know, I used to hang out with the older boys. I was really cool. Yeah.
Right. And of course, we should point out that now you're still only 17.
Yeah, 17.
So Australia was home.
Mm-hmm.
Did you miss it?
Yeah, I miss it pretty, you know, because I come from a big family. So I miss my family and my friends and a bit of the sun sometimes. But I love London because it's close to Europe. And I have family in Italy. And yeah, there's music like around here all the time. You can go to gigs like every single night. It's the coolest thing. It's really cool.
Something that you couldn't do in Australia, obviously.
No, because everyone always misses Australia. Like they'll go on tour and like miss Australia. It's really annoying.
Yeah. So who spotted your talent then? And at what age was that spot?
Well, I was 13 playing at this Italian Festa thing because my parents are Italian and every year the like Australian-Italian community get together in Australia. We go to church first and then we have this big party. And my uncle got me to get up and sing because he kind of runs it. So I sung Jumping Jack Flash and there was a guy from Warner Music there with his family.
Just by chance?
Yeah, and he liked it. So that's kind of how I got signed.
And did you believe at the time in yourself as well?
Yeah, pretty much. I always kind of had this, you know, dream that I always wanted to make music. And I remember watching Cat Stevens play Father and Son on the TV once and just thinking that's something that I want to do. And, you know, when you're young, whatever dream you have, nothing no one can say can stop you from believing in that, you know. So I just believed it so hard and then it came.
Now, Sweet About Me was the song that made you, obviously. We're just about to play it here on Indulgence. Tell us a little bit about how the song came about.
Sweet About Me, I wrote after I came back from a trip from Paris. And so I was feeling all inspired, listening to a lot of, like, Parisian pop music, which is kind of a bit crazy and, like, and a lot of psychedelic kind of stuff. And, we kind of started writing about Sweet About Me. And I don't know, it just, when we're writing it, it just kind of, the music kind of always reminded me of a rocking boat and has this kind of hypnotic kind of,
I don't know,
it just lures people in. There's something about it.
And how long did it take to write?
I don't know. We wrote it in like pieces. So, I don't know how long it took to write. Like, I mean, we had mostly ideas down in like a day and then we worked on it gradually after that. So, yeah.
Gabriella Chilmi is our special guest on Indulgence with More Than. We're here till 8 o'clock. I'm Gary Vincent. Now, let's just go back and review 2008. What an incredible year for you. What were the big moments? What were the moments that will stick in your mind?
Well, I love playing all the festivals. Got to play Tea in the Park and Glastonbury and V. And I played this one called Beautiful Days, which was really, really fun. So I got to play all the festivals. That was exciting. And I got to play at this ski resort in Austria a couple of months ago. And that was the first time I'd ever seen snow. So I was pretty excited. And I got to play to 20,000 people there. So that was nuts. That was really cool. Yeah.
Was there one point in the year where you suddenly thought, my goodness me, this is scary. This is really beginning to happen.
I think it was pretty much the end of 2007. I got to play on Jules Holland. And that was pretty pretty, like, because I'd always watched the show and it was like, you know, walking into your TV screen, and I just remember being really nervous, like, my throat's going to close up. I can't breathe. So I had to do, like, a lap around the studio to try and get all my energy, you know.
It's big pressure for someone so young, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, being on that show in particular was just...
Do you ever think that maybe everything has come to you a little bit too young? Do you worry that, you know, at this age it's all taken off a bit too soon?
Not really, because I guess I've missed out on some things back home. Like, I missed out on our school formal, but whatever, I got to play Glastonbury.
Which is good compensation.
Yeah,
really,
I just kind of look at it like that.
Now, we're going to feature another singer-songwriter called Tracy Chapman here, who's had a new album out just before Christmas, in fact, and played a one-off show at the Hammersmith Apollo.
You've chosen, awesome.
Yeah, Fast Car.
Yeah, Fast Car. This is, like, one of my favourite songs. When I was little, I used to, like, pretend, like, every time, you know, when I was, like, daydreaming, I used to pretend that was my song and I used to play it, you know, and everyone would watch. Yeah, I just remember that was pretty funny. But, yeah, I just love Tracy Chapman, and I think this song just makes you feel so good. It's like, you know, hot summer's day, you know, car windows open, fast car.
And have you started driving yet?
No. I don't think I'll ever drive for some reason. I was going to get my learners last year, but I didn't do it because I got lazy. And then this year I might get them at home, but I don't know. I'd rather ride my bike.
Well, here's Fast Car, Tracy Chapman on Indulgence.
Cool.
Lovely.
Just do that line. It's coming off the back of Fast Car.
Yep. Oh, this is my line here, isn't it? Yeah. She's in town tonight, would you believe? She's actually
Tracy
playing
Chapman?
Hammersmith Apollo tonight.
Yeah, is it
just
tonight?
A one-off gig, yeah.
Awesome.
If you weren't flying off
You're
to...
Not here.
Could have probably
flying
got...
off to German shores, you could have enjoyed it. There you are.
Awesome.
Yeah, she's there. One off tonight. Pretty rare show, actually. Yeah. It's Magic Indulgence with Gabriella Chilmi and the brilliant Tracy Chapman there, and Fast Car. Plenty more still to come from Gabriella after we learn a little more about her life with this week's Indulgence Extra. That always worries people.
Do, do, do.
My life? What have you got on me?
Yeah.
Tell
What's
me what
going
you're going to say. Okay. We're playing the music choices of Gabriella Chilmi tonight on Magic's Indulgence with More Than. There's the Cranberries and Linger. That's a great song, isn't it?
Cool tune. I like that.
Dolores O'Riordan is the lead singer. She's got a very distinctive voice.
I love
voice.
Her name.
Yeah. It's.
And I love her voice too. I love Cranberries.
Made some great music over the years. Really fantastic. Now let's talk about your album and the one that's done so well for you. So many different styles on it.
Yeah, I did it. I thought for my first album, why not try everything? Because, yeah, I got all the, you know, I just thought, see what I like. And, yeah, because I listened to lots of different music. You know, I love bands like Led Zeppelin and Janis Joplin was, like, my hero.
Sure.
And Me and Bobby McGee is my favourite song in the world. But, you know, my parents grew up in, like, that glam rock era, so I used to listen to things like Sweet and T-Rex. And, you know, I love singers like Nina Simone. So it was kind of like just... I just wanted to try everything. Why not?
That really is a cross-section, isn't it? That you
Yeah, I know. That's why I say every time I make up, like, my playlists on my iPod, they never really go together. There'll be, like, one song from one person and, like, they'll just be really random. Yeah. They never go.
Variety's the spice of life, as they say.
Yeah.
Is the new album going to be pretty much the same? Are you going to be as diverse on that new album?
I'm not too sure yet. I think I'll probably stick to one thing. This next album. Oh, no, I don't know yet. Who knows?
Who's to say? How far are you forward with it?
I've kind of only just started, so it could really go anywhere from you know. So, yeah, I've been trying lots of different things. I love country music too. So, I don't know.
Could be a bit of country
album,
rock
yeah.
On there,
I'm thinking country, urban kind of record.
Huh. Sounds like it's coming along nicely already.
Yeah, it's pretty new.
Now, you've covered Echo Beach for the TV show, of course, and your new single is another cover version, which we'll talk about later.
Mm-hmm.
Any more songs that have caught your ear that you might like to cover in the future?
What would I like to cover in the future? I don't know. I'd love to do my own version of Me and Bobby McGee.
This
was my favourite song in the world. Yeah. But, Janis Joplin's version.
Yeah, give it a whole new take.
Yeah.
And this song, which we're about to play now, I guess you'd sing quite well. You'd have to call it My Guy,
My Guy.
That's
my
it.
Guy.
The Temptations. Why this one?
I don't know. I just love this song. Just makes you feel really good. And My Girl was my favourite, is one of my favourite movies in the world. But the song is even better than the movie. So we're going to play the song.
Excellent.
Cool.
Magic Indulgence, Sunday evening, Gary Vincent at London's Magic 105.4. Gabriella Chilmi is choosing some of her favourite songs. We've had Crowded House and Tracy Chapman and The Temptations a short while ago. And now Joni Mitchell's Big Yellow Taxi. It's a great song.
Yeah, Joni Mitchell's like one of my favourite artists of all time. And I love the way she writes on, because I play this instrument called the auto harp. And she plays it too. And June Carter used to play. It's like a bluegrass instrument.
Okay.
And it's really lovely. It's easy to play, but it's really lovely to play. And I think she used to write on that. So.
And it's amazing how there's been so many covers of this song. I'm thinking Amy Grant and the Counting Crows.
And they've all been pretty good.
They've all been great.
But for me, nothing beats the original. Yeah.
Joni Mitchell, it is. Magic 105.4, it's Indulgence, the show where a celebrity guest picks the music. I'm Gary Vincent, and until 8 o'clock, choosing those songs is Gabriella Chilmi. Now,
hello.
You're well into your bling, aren't you? You love your jewellery.
Yeah, you can never have enough bling, never. Less is more, that's not true.
No, not in your case.
Yeah, so I love jewellery. I love silver jewellery, and all my jewellery like means something to me, so it's all a bit sentimental. Like I have, you know, a shield ring for protection. And a crown ring because it's good to be on top, a horseshoe ring for good luck, and I have a snake ring, and that's every time you think you're going to do something bad, you look at the snake.
Oh, really?
And you remember, you know, don't give him to temptation. It's not good.
Are you a superstitious kind?
Kind of.
Yeah, I would say so.
But I don't believe in that walk under ladder stuff, but
yeah.
It's nice to...
Friday the 13th doesn't bother you then?
Yeah, not really.
No. You've got six rings on at the moment.
Yeah.
And
six.
Some pretty impressive earrings as well.
Oh, yeah, these are big crosses. Yeah.
I have a friend
that's a jewellery designer, which explains all the kind of...
And how many pieces would be in your collection in total then?
Too many. That's all I really spend money on, jewellery. That's it.
So what else do you do when you're not on duty, when you're not performing, when you're not recording? What do you like to do?
When I'm not making music, I like to, I don't know, just hang out with my mates, go catch a gig, go see a movie. I don't really have any other hobbies. I like badminton.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at badminton. I'm not, I don't know.
Are you a big fan of TV?
Not really. I watch Neighbours though. I don't know. Yeah.
I was going to go on to ask you about that because most Australian singers do the soap opera route first.
No, I was never on Home and Away or Neighbours and I'm very proud of that fact.
That completely passed you by then, did it?
Yeah, I've had a friend that's been like an extra on Neighbours and she's got a part coming up in Neighbours. A lot of people I know have been on Neighbours, but no, I don't think I'm not a very good actress. I could never.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't lie.
And what about those talent shows? I mean, X Factor and the like. Are they a good thing, do you think?
I don't know. Like, I think it's a good thing for like people like Leona Lewis who have obviously done really well out of it. She's really talented anyway. So I think anyway she would have went about trying to get discovered, she would have got discovered. But I don't know. It's one of those things. I don't like that whole crying thing, you know. It's a bit too much for me. Yeah,
I'm with you on that. It becomes a bit over-emotional, doesn't it?
Yeah,
really?
A bit too much. I'm just like, be happy about it, but do it in your own time. It's kind of, I don't know.
Well, here's a band who didn't need a talent show to get on, No Doubt, with Gwen Stefani. You've chosen Don't Speak.
Don't Speak. Yeah, I used to play this with the guys in my band. And, you know, in the video, how she was, like, walking around, she had all the guys around it. Yeah, that was me pretending to be her playing Don't Speak with my mates. Yeah.
In the garage.
In the garage.
In the garage.
Yeah,
alongside Led Zeppelin. Magic Indulgence, London's Magic 105.4 with Gabriella Chilmi. And you mentioned you liked a bit of country music, so there's Kenny and Dolly together.
Yes, I got to meet Kenny Rogers,
which
is pretty sweet. Yeah, I played on this morning show in Australia and he was on the same day, so I'm like,
very
hey,
charismatic guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a really, really nice guy too.
Yeah,
really.
And in town soon, celebrating 50 years in the business.
Pretty
which is
cool.
Something you may be doing one day.
You never know, never know.
48 and a half years' time.
He'll probably still be around.
Now, your new single is called Warm This Winter, which I guess everybody knows from the Co-op TV commercial, which was on a lot before Christmas.
Yeah.
It's an old Connie Francis song.
Yeah, it's a Connie Francis tune.
And you were probably a twinkle in your grandmother's eye at that time.
Probably, yeah. But it's a good Christmas song. I like it. Yeah, it's cool.
Who chose it?
Well, I got asked to do it. So I got asked to record a Christmas song, so we went looking through and found this Connie Francis one. And it's a funky one. It's cool.
Yeah, it's a great little song.
I love Christmas, so I thought, why not?
Yeah. And could this be a concept for a whole album, maybe choosing a load of those old songs and reworking them?
Nah, not, I don't know, not really. From, you never know, one day might do it, but for
but
now.
No plans.
Yeah, no plans for that at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's play that song. It's called Warm This Winter, an old Connie Francis hit. This is Gabriella Chilney.
See, that's what Rod Stewart said, and he ended up doing six.
I know, that's why I'm like, well, not right now.
Not right now. Next month, maybe.
When
but
you
no,
do
no.
The American Oddity, the Australian songbook covering like Crowded House and Cold Chisel, stuff like that.
Rolf Harris.
I don't know, what's with you English people and Rolf Harris?
Honestly, tie me kangaroo down. Right, so just a quick wrap up.
Anything that's got a didgeridoo on it is good by my standards.
No, didgeridoo don't. Okay.
Don't mock that.
There's only one guy who can make a didgeridoo work in a tune, and his name's Xavier Rudd. Have you heard him?
Xavier Rudd.
That song, Let Me Be Now, oh, let me be. It's really cool. Anyway.
Don't know
it
him.
Sounds good.
Another
sounds good.
Look out for?
Yeah. Hey, he's going to... downloads a lot, he does.
Tell you what, yeah, I'm getting all my new music from you.
Yeah. Let me be... Xavier Rudd, he's cool.
Well, you probably know it from the Co-op TV commercial from just before Christmas. There it is, Warm This Winter. Gabriella Chilmey's take on that brilliant old Connie Francis song. Well, the hour's flown by. It's been an absolute pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Continued success for 2009. If it's every
Thank
bit as
you.
Good as 2008, I think you'd be quite happy, won't you?
Yes, I'll be pretty damn content.
Okay, and good luck with that new album, which we'll expect... tail end of this year?
Yeah, probably like kind of third quarter.
Okay, so towards maybe the autumn.
Yes.
Yeah, excellent. It's been a pleasure. Gabriella Chilmey, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
This has been Indulgence. Thank you very much for being there this evening. Mellow Magic is up next. That'll take you till midnight at Magic 105.4.
You've been listening to Indulgence on Magic 105.4 with More Than Doing More. You can download this interview in full at magic.co.uk/podcasts.